Hello, Kiki here.
I'm Jennifer.
And you're welcome to another episode of Let's Controverse.
So today we'll be talking about paternity fraud, the whole DNA wahala that's been trending of late.
Yep, yep.
And what we think about it and who is to blame.
Why we think it happens. Is there like a... is there like a cause, or are people just terrible and they just decide to cheat and have children? Because honestly,
the matter is very serious.
It's actually vast. If you look at it, there are two sides of the coin. Mm-hmm. Not to seem what's the word again?
Not like we're trying to be on anybody's side.
Yeah, or seem insensitive. Say it's a good thing. Yes, because it's obviously not a good thing. It's a terrible thing. I think it's the worst thing you can do
to a human being.
Make them live a life for years on end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so funny enough, where I'm coming from, like I told Jenny earlier, we had this argument, like not an argument, but my friends and I were talking about this same issue. And one of my friends, who was the main topic of discussion, he said that before he even gets married, or rather no, when he gets married and he has the first child, he has already prepared his mind to do a paternity test for the child.
Mm.
And we're asking him that, doesn't he think that that can ruin trust from the beginning?
Like,
and he's planning on doing it without her even knowing.
I think that's the best thing to do. Do it without her.
Wow. Yeah, like, because, oh my goodness. Like,
because a lot of people, especially if she's somebody that is being honest with you and she's not hiding anything.
So what exactly? And so you, why do you do it without letting her know?
I'll see, honestly, I'm always
I'm
always on the reverse side.
Exactly. At least it's good. So they won't say that we have the same opinion all the time.
If you need to do a DNA test, please do it.
But why don't you involve? See, this is the first
thing. It's not necessary. Because let me tell you something. A lot of women, I'm a woman too. And I know that we women, it choke.
I think the fact that he's already even thinking about doing this, because I believe that, see, marriage is not even built on love.
Yeah, it's built on trust.
But the fact that, see, you already don't trust the woman you're going to marry before you marry her.
The people that do these things, they trusted each other.
That's what he was saying. That was
trust, though.
We were four girls talking to him. He was the only one.
Yeah.
He was him and then four of us girls. Like,
I don't want to be biased. I don't want to be biased about this whole issue. So
we were trying not for to me, be. I think we were even concerned about him. That why bother marrying her if you really won't even trust her for the
girl? It's not about her. He would probably do it with any other person.
It's the same thing. They don't marry the person now.
No.
Because he already don't trust the person before she has given birth.
So for me, this DNA thing, it all springs out of cheating. Like, I don't know why people are running away from that aspect of the whole DNA thing.
No, I'll get to that. Continue.
It springs from cheating. So, cheating is the genesis of the entire
thing. Thank you very much. So, you know, the argument we had with him was that, okay, let's use a scenario where you're dating a girl that you have never had reason to think she has cheated on you, or she's cheating on you. Nobody has come to tell you that, guy, I saw your babe somewhere.
Yeah.
She's been so, you know that she's been so dedicated to your relationship that you never had any thought of saying, maybe this baby is cheating on me.
Yeah.
So why are you thinking of taking that test when you guys get married and she has a child for you, if you've never had a prior experience?
But do you ever, babe, you've not met an expert cheat though. You know, I dated somebody that I didn't know anything about.
Let's just date to procreate in life and get married.
Babe, no, that's the thing. The thing is, when you date people, you're opening your mind, you're opening your heart and everything. But we need to know that in the world, not everybody is the same as you.
Of course.
Do you understand?
But there are levels of trust.
You can only vouch for yourself. I've dated somebody that I did not know anything. Like, I thought I knew, but I figured out that I didn't know anything about this person. And I trusted him. Do you understand? So, human beings will always be human beings. And if you feel the necessity, me personally, if a man comes to me, yes, I might feel some type of way initially, but if I know that I'd not do anything, let's go and do it.
That's not exactly, see, Jenny, then, exactly, Jenny, my point. He's coming to meet you. He's coming to tell you. He's not doing it behind your back, and then one random day you find out. That even hurts you even more.
He might not be doing it, telling her, because he doesn't want to hurt her feelings.
That's worse. Because she will find out one day and that will hurt her feelings even more.
Yes.
Do you know what my other friend even said? She said, okay, do you know there's a way you can go about this thing?
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to go behind her, but you can even get her in on it and say, babe, let's do paternity test too, because you know how things are going on now, that, you know, this whole baby swap thing is
becoming. I was going to say that. So you have that conversation.
It's about having, like, you know, it's a strategic way of doing things. You don't have to be behind her back. try mm-hmm. even really, you might not yeah. be completely honest with her, but you are making her aware of another reason yeah. why, and this reason benefits both of you, yeah. not just you.
Yeah, because that's what I was about to say. I wanted to say, if he's coming to me to tell me, oh, babe, I want to do a DNA test and all of that, I will tell you, hope you are going to do this DNA test with an open mind. That there's a possibility of anything
it's not about
that could
me,
have, yes.
Yeah, it's not that
I might not have done anything,
yeah.
or I might not have cheated on you or anything, and the mm-hmm. baby might not be yours. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Very
you
true.
Have to keep an open mind.
That anything you can, it could have been, it could be anything.
Yes, it could have been
okay,
anything.
Okay, another thing I asked him is that, okay, what if this baby is a spitting image of you? You still do, he said you still do.
Ah, no, that one, this. See, I don't agree, because I've seen a child that looked like a man and the
and
man
wasn't
was
his
not
child.
His father.
How is that even possible?
So, you know how this thing where they say when you're dating someone, you start to look alike.
Hey, Chimo.
It's the same thing.
But that's weird. That's like the weirdest
thing. I don't know how this thing happens, but I kind of I've noticed it. That when you roll with somebody a lot.
No, I know about
when
that.
You guys start to take
like when I was younger, I used to think my mom and dad looked alike. I don't know why.
Do you
just felt that. But I'm
exactly.
saying that like paternity in which a child looks like the person that
he
is
was
the real
probably
father.
Strapping doesn't, the mother doesn't, when the no. baby was there. So
you know what I'm saying, like, okay.
Biology is funny.
That's no, but that's too weird. Is that the sperm now mixed in the way that the baby now looks
out.
Like the husband, but it's not the husband that's the father.
It happened.
Which kind of science is
that? It's very funny. So
oh,
basically,
goodness.
I think people should start trying to leave cheating in the bud, all these things. Because see, babe, if
work.
We say we should do paternity tests in this Nigeria, you see all these men that maybe their wives get pregnant before they get married.
Yeah, or half of them.
Majority of the men,
say,
their first kids are not their own.
Which the thing I'm actually in agreement with that, let it be a package that you know that it is by default that once your wife gives birth in our hospital,
it's part
of our
procedures,
policy
yeah.
for you, so that you won't come back and say that maybe we swaps the baby or anything,
yes,
you know, let it not fall back on, or let it be like a policy. So everybody's like, if you don't want to do paternity tests, you go abroad and or somewhere else where they don't do it as a policy. I think
yeah.
it should be a policy because
yes.
it's becoming so rampant now.
Yes. But how
and
about
it has nothing to do about the girl cheating or
yes.
anything? It should just be part
but
of
but how
the
about
necessity.
Situations where the woman, the man is probably impotent or has low sperm count and his mom is on his wife's neck. And if, you know, sometimes I say these things too, that mama, make sure that your son is capable before you come
that
and start
disturbing
somebody.
That's why we said, you know, we started with saying that reasons, some reasons why.
Yeah, yeah, it's a very vast
it has
topic.
To be, it's two sides of the story.
Mm-hmm.
The woman might be so like dedicated. She might really love this man and she really knows that this pressure on me is too much.
And the
know?
Problem might not be from her.
Especially men. Most men, well, let me not generalize, but it's true.
You know,
they don't
know
want
we
to
talk about this thing before.
The blame game,
yeah,
exactly.
Where men know, in Nigeria especially,
they believe
nobody ever
the
wants
woman.
To admit that men need to go for checkups too.
Yeah,
everybody believes that, oh,
it's
the
woman's problem.
We only
yeah?
have barren women
and
in
honestly,
this Nigeria.
Yeah,
we don't
so
have...
The woman might just be trying to save herself. I'm not saying, see, there's always a solution to every problem. Doesn't mean that every solution is the
it's
right
a good
solution.
Solution. Yeah.
So, honestly, you can never know.
A lot of things push. Yes, exactly. Some people want to save their marriages. Some
yeah.
people want to save their homes.
Yes.
These people do.
It might not just be because she's randy.
Then another thing I was going to talk about is this whole DNA. People will say you don't match the two issues and everything, but for me, I think it's literally the same thing. Where a man goes out and has kids and brings the kids back home.
We
to
talked
the
about
wife
that yesterday
to take
today
care
as well.
Of. You see paternity fraud and that they
it's
are
the
same
thing.
WhatsApp group.
It's the same thing.
Then the same.
I'm bringing in a child into my life that we did not agree on.
Yes.
Was,
so why is that acceptable?
Was not part of our.
Why is that
is acceptable? It's not really. Is it acceptable?
In Nigeria, you see, when a man brings kids home, or when a man cheats and gives birth to a child outside, they will tell the woman, you can't leave your husband because of that.
Well,
now you
true.
Have to accept.
The woman always has
nobody
to
ever tells the woman
the woman
man that,
has to bend.
Yes, nobody ever tells the man that you can't leave your wife because the child is not for you. You
see
can't.
Proof. See, nobody should say we are feminists for me. We're just stating
facts.
It's true.
Yes.
It's
so why is one acceptable and the other isn't?
Oh, not necessarily acceptable per se. One more very lenient.
Yes, towards one
and then
harsh
the other
one's
like,
oh
my goodness, no. Because honestly, cheating is cheating.
Thank you. That's what I was saying. Now, this whole thing, this whole issue of DNA fraud,
it springs from cheating. Fear of cheating. It's only because you're scared that your wife would cheat that you want to do, like my friend. I know you listen to this, that you want to do DNA.
Because there's no other fear reason. Of cheating.
What other reason? Even if she has shown you that she has never cheated on you, you still have that fear that she probably cheated, because cheating is so rampant, right? Which is sad.
And then honestly, another thing is, so if for adventure the guy finds out that the child is not his after doing the whole DNA, what's the reaction? Like, if you were the one, what would be your reaction? For me, I don't know, the kind of person I am, I think I'm too much of a natural empath. So I tend to always want to fix everything.
Which sometimes is not always
It's not a good thing. Yes, it's not a good thing. So, so for my kind of person, I think I've never been in that situation, so I wouldn't, and I'm not a man. But if you were to
We can't talk about women now.
Yeah,
about
if he brings
a child that is not yours, how
so if I was a guy and then I figure out that a child that I've been living with, that I've been taking care of, is in mine. Yeah. You understand? I don't think I'm going to let that child go.
Because they've created a bond. There's a bond already.
Flip this.
And also because of the kind of heart you have. Yes. Some people don't give
you down. Yes, exactly. That's why because of my nature.
Carry your load with your children and leave
and maybe my husband told me that, this child is my cousin or my relative's child, or he lied about something, and apparently the child happens to be his child, and I've been taking care of the child, I've been living with the child, I don't have issues with the child.
That is what
the child
saying.
Hasn't done anything to me.
But
it's my husband that lied.
The child will still be affected, which is so sad.
Well, I will try as much as I can. I'll try as much as possible not to let whatever has happened between me and the father.
Do you know what? That is good, because right child. Now you're just talking based on what you think you would do.
I would do.
You never know how you
know. You know the thing, I've pictured worst case. That's what I'm saying, that the guy, I'm not, this is me now talking about the child though. I would do my best to be human, but the guy, he goes smell pepper now.
What
I don't
understand.
Pepper?
Would you end the marriage?
I don't know. Now this is the part where I can say I don't really know how I'm going to react. I'm going to be very mad, but I don't know how I'm going. But him, no, we're going to deal with it. But you see, the child has done nothing wrong.
To do with it,
so I'm not going to take
out the mistake most people make.
Exactly.
The anger on the child, maltreating the child. You know, the child did not ask to be brought into this world in a very conspicuous way. Well, it's just all about having, I don't know,
emotional intelligence.
Exactly,
that's what it is.
Exactly. You know where to channel those emotions and how to channel them.
Everybody needs to learn how to stop cheating. Keep your
legs
together. That's the genesis of this whole issue. I don't know why you are married as a woman and you are going to cheat, or you're in a committed relationship
you're cheating. You already said one of the possible reasons. It's not like she might want to cheat.
No, okay, if that's the reason, we can't forgive the excuse, because it's a stupid excuse, but still, we can even say, okay, she had a reason. But let's say someone that just enjoys cheating.
And those ones are just randy, they're just like,
and you know that a lot of girls,
they're just randy.
A lot of girls do that thing where they're probably pregnant for someone, or they don't even know the father of the child.
Yeah,
and then they
yeah.
meet a guy, and the guy is serious about them and wants to end up with them, and then boom,
she makes sure that they sleep together.
So
that
she can,
the baby would.
Yeah,
that's what you said. Now, if we do paternity tests for many people that married because of pregnancy,
as in I'm telling you, if you a lot of issues will come up in a lot of wombs, because you see this whole, I got pregnant and he married me. You see this a lot of the time. We're not saying all the time, because they're honest
the
people.
Yeah,
everybody cannot be dishonest, but more than, in short, I don't want to say statistics that I'm not very sure, but a lot of the time, most of these kids is either is from another man, or the girl doesn't even know who the father of the child is. And there's something people always say, that is the mother of a child that knows the real father of the child.
Abby.
So most times, some guys never even get to find out till they die, or till something starts to happen to the child, or maybe they need to donate blood.
Yes, connected to putting the pieces together.
Thank you.
This FCMB one that even happened, how did it even come up?
Okay, the guy committed suicide.
No, I think he had a heart attack. But did you find out that heart attack? You know he's dead.
Okay, he had the
You know he's dead. We'll never even know whether he was just sick, and it wasn't that thing that he was.
No, they said he was sick for a long time.
So why are people tying it to her having?
Funny enough, they had been separated
man.
For over a year. They had not been together for a long
apparently,
time.
Apparently, and I'm sure this is the reason why. So why didn't he die since? Why are people tying it to that?
No, so yes, exactly. Somebody said that, and I was going to say something. You know, heartbreak is a bitch. Now, some people get over things that happen to them. This is me talking from my own point of view, like my personality.
Okay.
You understand? Some people get over heartbreak in the back of an eyelid. Like, well, they don't.
This is true.
If it happens, they're like, it is what it is, man. We move. Some people takes them 2 months, 3 months. Mm-hmm. For someone like me, it can take me a whole year.
Okay, but where is the proof that is why
they said he had a stroke? He had that. Like, he just kept. He was ill. He was and people that knew him said like they probably had conversations with him and.
That's what I wanted to know. That's what I wanted to know. Not that people are just assuming. Like, no, people, they have
the person that came out with the story is somebody that knows
him. Okay. Because no, that's how rumors start, and he can never come back to life to say, ah, this is not why I had heart attack.
But I saw the kids and
you know, look like
the kids look like the man, that resemblance was just too much. It was too much to be a coincidence. You understand?
Sad though.
It's really sad. And things like, I know another story where the babe did not even know who the father of the child was.
That one is rampant.
And the guy was madly in love with her. Like, he cared so much about her. Like, he didn't let the kids go. He did not let the kids go. But, like, he can't see that babe eye to eye. This was somebody that was madly in love.
The same thing is said now. Because the kids are really, it's really not their fault. That is actually an ideal way to react. Mm-hmm. Because he's human. I'm not saying him reacting, being angry with her. Or will I say, oh, don't be angry with her? Of course not.
Angry now.
But you not putting this on the children.
Because if you don't express those emotions, it will be bad.
It will be bad.
That's why you see people killing people. You see a spouse killing.
Yeah.
It might have been something that they bottled up for so long. And
it's even unhealthy to not express your emotions. Mm-hmm. You just know how to manage them and know, okay, when is it time for me to let go of this? So like this guy that died, that's a really long time, man. For him to have felt that way,
your whole life's okay. So,
I get it.
Yeah, a lot of people build.
But then
their
look at
lives.
Him now; he's gone.
A lot of people build their lives. That's the thing. He might not have thought that he was going to die, or maybe he even actually wanted to die. You never know. See this thing, then when somebody that is very emotional or very intentional decides to do something, they go into it with everything that they have, like
maybe family was his own
escape,
like,
yes,
his own, like, for lack of a better term, his own trophy.
The whole crazy, thank you,
like, so for family people, I know that we are intact,
like, okay, this is it for me, I love my family, and then you just find out that
it's all gone,
all what I built my life
it's
around.
All gone. How
I
many children is
I think they were two. Send these kids to the best schools. I work for them. Everything I do for them. I'm slaving for them. And you now find out that everything is in vain. You don't even have kids of your own.
I've learned that, Omo. Not everybody's the same, Omo.
No. We can't all handle pain and grief and sadness.
It's making more understanding. So when someone does something and you're so pissed, then why would the person do that? You're like, well... See,
you never really know why.
The person was raised differently. The person has had different experiences, you know. Mm-hmm. But
I feel like as human beings, we need to do better, because you can't just be making. Well, people will still do this thing, this paternity fraud. It will not start today. It will not end today. Let me tell you something for a fact. This is something that I think I was reading it somewhere. You see, in the olden days, it was worse.
That's true.
Because there was no way,
to find out. That's very, very true.
It was worse.
So this thing is dated. So, the paternity clinic and
social media that is not making us
and
very
technology
aware
and everything.
Thing.
Sorry if you're hearing so much noise in the background. We have like some kids making noise, anyway.
Like, so now social media has made us very open to a lot of things. Like, we're now open to, we now know
things,
that
man.
People cheat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We now know that there's something called paternity fraud has been in existence for as long as I can remember.
Since forever.
Most of in our parents' times, when they used to find out was maybe when they get American visa lottery. You know, you have to do DNA for all the kids before you can take them.
Yeah.
So most of them, that's how they found out that
that's
the kids
true.
They had
that's
were not even
theirs.
You get, so this thing has been in existence since.
What are we even saying? From the Bible, God, when David slept with Uriah's wife, did he not make him drunk?
Do you understand?
And tell her to go and lay with him so that he would think that the pregnancy is his own.
It didn't start today. It didn't start today. So I feel like we just need to start doing better as human beings.
Yeah,
you know?
Think of the ripple effect. Yes, I think that's the thing.
Yes.
It's the ripple effect. Because that's when I was talking to my friend about him making that decision, I'm like, I guess you're trying to protect yourself, but then don't you think that will affect the trust in the long run? Because see, he kept on saying, how will she find out? I said,
But you know what I noticed about
she will find out that you went behind her back.
As easy as it is for people to walk away from things. You know, this our generation, I say, what did they
coconut
say?
Head. So, okay, generation. Coconut head now.
Nobody,
generation now.
If you do anyhow, you see anyhow. Nobody has time.
No time.
but as I think that we are on both sides of the extreme. So as there are a lot of people that wouldn't tolerate rubbish from a partner, there are also people that are very accommodating. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that too. You hear a lot of women saying, well, men cheat.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
cheats. So they already have this mentality that so if a husband probably does DNA test behind them, a lot of women won't be mad. They will just fight about it.
Me, I'll be mad.
That's the thing. That's you.
I'll be mad because I feel that the fact that you don't trust me, why are we even married
now? For a woman that says all men cheat,
why are we married?
You think that she's going to fight a husband that
that's
goes
what I'm
going
to
about
from my own perspective. Like, I'm just, let's say I'm the one that he gets married mm-hmm. to now. This mm-hmm. is how I react. Mm-hmm. So we're even telling him that, see, even though there will definitely be a lady that might not take it serious or mm-hmm. might not be upset, mm-hmm. the percentage is lower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I believe that marriage
that
is built
on
trust, not even love per se. Mm-hmm. So if you can't trust
so love encompasses everything. For me, I feel like love encompasses everything.
But foundation.
Love, there's trust in love. You can't love me if mm-hmm. you don't trust me.
No, really.
Except you're infatuated.
Jesus loved us. Did he trust us that we'll do right after he died for us?
No, but like that's a different kind of love.
That one is deep.
Yes. Love for marriage, love because as much as we like to say, oh, it's unconditional and everything, mm-hmm. a lot of us, it's you love your partner because you're expecting them to marry you. You're expecting something. Do you understand? So love for marriage is a different kind of love. It is built on other things.
In my point
some people
now,
fall in love.
Very important. One of those legs that is built on that. Yes. Very, very important.
So it encompasses love is like the general, is what covers everything.
Yeah.
It's what covers everything. So it encompasses trust, mm-hmm. understanding, mm-hmm. compromise, mm-hmm. conversations, and communication. Mm-hmm. You know, once you don't have all of that, the love you have is not complete.
It's not complete.
So it can fizzle out at any time.
Exactly.
So if you're building anything, any relationship you're building with anybody whatsoever, and you're not building it on trust, understanding, compromise and all of that, then I don't know what you people are doing together.
Get, and me, I think it's also because I'm big on communication. I feel if you tell me, I would rather you tell me that, babe, this all this noise we're hearing about paternity tests. So mm-hmm. I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
We'll argue now. Let's not even say you even use the whole baby they swapped our baby, mm-hmm. You know, way to get to mm-hmm. be around it. I'd rather you're honest with me like that mm-hmm. then. To do it behind my back and
well,
and
at the end of
out.
The day, before you marry someone, you know who you're getting married.
That's
to.
What we were telling him. That
so
why would you even marry
the
her?
Of conversations
exactly.
You can have with her that you don't need to hide and everything.
Even though still,
so
see, he said most times people he dates, he tries to mention this to them that this is actually what I would mm-hmm. do. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guess?
Mm-hmm.
And they are like some of them are actually open to it. I said because they'll be open to it in the beginning now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they want to see how it will work, and then maybe they will say. You will trust me during the relationship, you will not want to do it again mm-hmm. eventually, and then you do it, and then you're like, but I said this when we were dating, and mm-hmm. she's still pissed because to her,
mm-hmm.
she has taken that notion from your mind because she believes you trust her mm-hmm. based on your experience
mm-hmm.
dating
mm-hmm.
her.
Mm-hmm.
She gets so
honestly, this whole relationship thing for me,
not one size fits all at all.
Yes, it's a very long, and you keep learning and learning and learning.
Yeah, from other
day.
People's experiences too. He said he wants to do this because of his experience with it. His friends' experiences are like, he can't even count how many of his friends that are living a quote unquote a lie in their marriages because of there's no trust again.
No.
So, anyway, Shabot, that's
well,
it.
Funny enough, I won't lie to you, even me now. I have trust issues.
I think everybody
I used to be very trusting. Like, that's the thing.
Well, not everybody.
I didn't like to relate with people that. I didn't like to relate with people that I could not beat my chest and say, oh, no, she can't do this or he can't do that. But now.
People go follow your hand.
They fell it. In short, 360.
Even you, myself, you have some things you do that you are like, if now. You think you that did this one? You
don't trust anybody. Like
sometimes you fall your own hands.
Yes, I go around with the mindset that well, anybody can do anything.
So then when you do, you're like, well,
yeah, you expect the worst.
Expect the worst, I think, and hope for the best.
So I think we've probably talked about everything that needs to be talked about.
Yeah, we have.
Sad mamas fact. That their sons are not that part, the part that
in
that,
fact, that I think they should even add to it when you want to get married, do potency test that you can
come. Yeah, so most churches now, I don't know.
No, I know they do pregnancy tests for the
for
girl.
The ladies. I don't know if they
I don't know what they do for the men, which is something that's actually very true.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that why
we need to I know myself. You see any man that I want to get married to. All those tests. Even before we start even doing, we will do everything.
Everything. But there are some tests that we're so just taking note of now that they need to be added.
If we need to start working on these things, we will not be ignorant.
I will not blame anybody. You won't say it's you that is not. We know from the get-go, should we continue with this?
Or should we not?
Or should we not that we know these things? Because it's not like you said, now just about love. There are some other things that are attached to building a good marriage. That potency test should be one of those things they will add because I don't get why it's just women.
The rate at which people sleep around but
potency test.
And you know that most times guys always feel like STD. Guys feel like they're what's that word? They're invincible
or immune to anything.
Yeah, they feel like they sleep around. They don't know that the same way they say women have body counts and then the body counts they start to deteriorate. Men too.
Because men are not deities now. Them. They are also human beings too.
They are not mortals. It affects them too, but they don't know. They don't know. They are not aware. I feel like a lot of them are ignorant about these things. That sleeping around can actually mess with a lot of things for you as a guy.
Your being as a whole. Like, how you think, how you relate to people. There are some guys that anyway, no shaking. Even some girls, no shaking. They cheat a lot.
Everybody
and they are
wilding.
Still, you know. But yeah. Everybody not to judge you, but nobody's perfect. Yeah, but yeah, I think that's about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So as usual, we'd love to hear your comments, your own maybe experiences or experiences of other people, you know, how they handled it and what you think you would do if you were in that situation. Just share with us and we'd love to hear from you guys. Right.
All right. Until next time.
Take care.